I'm Maggie Hindley. I'm a minister of the United Reformed Church. So I come from a slightly different area of Christianity from my brother here, Father Amos, or Bishop Paul, who's going to speak to you this afternoon. Before I was ordained in 1994, I was a community worker, and most of my job at the moment is interfaith relations, and I am a mother and a grandmother. I'm going to talk about a Christian view of family life. In our present context, I'm not attempting to contrast or make comparisons with what I think a Muslim view might be. I'll leave that for the workshops. I think there are plenty of differences to talk about. Well, if you go back to the life of our Christian founder and his first followers, you might think that Christianity isn't a very family-friendly faith. Take, for example, the Bible readings set for reading in our churches these weeks following Christmas. They come from the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of how Jesus, a single man himself, called Peter and Andrew and James and John to follow him, and how they instantly abandoned their livelihood, which was fishing, and abandoned their family and came with him. And in chapter 3, we're going to hear how he publicly disowned the family of his birth and said that his true family were those who gave their lives to share in his mission. Half a generation later, the Apostle Paul actively discouraged marriage because it hindered the Jesus people from focusing on the return of Jesus. And at the Orthodox and Catholic end of the Christian spectrum, there's a long tradition of monastic living and an honouring of the intentionally single Christian life, which my own Protestant end of the church rejected in favour of the promotion of Christian family life. And yet, in the reading we will hear in most churches tomorrow, Jesus stays in Peter's house and heals his mother-in-law of a fever, kindly and graciously. And she responds gratefully and kindly by getting up and waiting on the household and its visitors. Alongside the urgency of mission is an affirmation of the family, the normal base community of all societies, and a desire for its well-being. I count myself an expert in Western family life in the early 20th century. Within the life of my immediate and wider family, I have experienced or witnessed, among other things, and I haven't done all these things myself, I'm talking about my wider family, some people of faith, most not committed believers. Divorce, mental illness, premature death, homosexuality, infertility, marriage across different faiths, and I do claim this one. I have a Sunni Muslim grandson, Mohammed, of whom I'm extremely proud. Difficult adoptions, two of those. Marriage across cultures. This is me again. I have Algerian and Colombian sons-in-law. And then over my lifetime, a huge change in the role of women in the family. So I think about my mother and my grandmothers and how different their lives and relationships were from the lives of my own daughters. And I've experienced living in a Christian community where people chose to be part of that lived together community, but weren't actually related to each other. And I've experienced in family life kindness, generosity, self-sacrifice for other family members, accomplishment in the world outside, joy, creativity, and some excellent role models of good and wise living. Does that make me typical? I think it does. So, what is family for Christians, and what are the benefits and opportunities? First, I want to stress that family in the society in which we all live our lives, as our primary intimate community, does take many forms and is changing all the time. The heterosexual couple with children is still the most usual expression of family, but it's not the only model, and it never has been for Christians. Our primary intimate community may be those who share our passion for Jesus Christ. It may be with another or others whom we love but are not married to. It may or may not include children. Family takes many forms, and that's reality. Benefits. The benefits of family life for Christians, like the benefit of all Jesus' teaching, is that it brings us to our knees. We cannot, however hard we work at it, we cannot live up to what God asks of us in our family life. We fail on a daily basis in kindness and wisdom and patience and long-suffering and in peace and gentleness, in seeing the good in others and in putting them first. We are all guilty of causing both hurt and harm to those nearest and dearest to us. And we have constantly to ask forgiveness from God and from each other. This is true whatever our basic community, whether it's a man, a woman, and children, or whether it's the church or a loose group of friends. It's a very demanding training ground in loving kindness and the source of necessary humility towards God and each other. And when it works well, family gives us the benefit of being a refuge, close to each other, a secure and safe place where we can come and go, where we are known, and where our peculiarities are accommodated and even celebrated, where we can be confident that those we love will go on loving us unconditionally as God does. Don't we need that? And the challenges, some of them. In Christian tradition, family isn't an end in itself. But I suppose that's why it can adapt to many forms. It's a springboard for mission, for building a better community and a fairer world, spiritually, morally, and economically. So, whatever benefits we model in our families, in our primary intimate communities, are to be shared more widely as we engage with outsiders, whoever they are. And that's the challenge. Good family life fuels the building of social capital, the trust and mutual support we need to live in peace and prosperity in our religious communities, our neighbourhoods, our cities, and our world. Good family life fuels the courage to fight for justice in an unfair world. You've heard something of my own family challenges. Somewhere in the middle of my elder daughter's extremely troubled and angry adolescence, she paid me what perhaps the biggest compliment I've ever received in my life. I'm so glad, she said. I'm so glad I live in an open family. She'd noticed that her dad and I loved to share our kitchen table with whoever turned up on our doorstep, and that when we went out, we made friends with all sorts of different people, and she valued it. Phew. That's the challenge for us Christians. Not so much to keep ourselves pure, but to live the kindness of our Saviour in our primary community and way beyond. The rest doesn't matter very much.